Okay. Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi. So good to be back for another weekly session of the Torah Chaim, Torah Emes Wednesday Shmooze. Okay, it's my schus to do it today. And thank you all for joining us. I know it's not the easiest, like it's been in the past, just to walk in the Beis Medrash, but Baruch Hashem, you guys are doing a great job, and keep it up. Shkoyach to you all. I want to start with something which is not necessarily the biggest Shmooze or Chiddush per se, but just an insight that Rashi would say over many times. And he quoted this Chazal and the Gemara that goes with it, that Rashi would put together, I should say. The first pasuk in Mechosai, Tereichu, if you go on my Chukos, says the Sforno, Chukos hem Gzeros Melech. Chukos are Gzeros, decrees of the king. Sheyinhag Adam Bohem, that a person should conduct himself, Behishtadlus Iske Chayov, right? In the way he does things in all his involvements, all his asakim, all his businesses, all his aspects, all the work he does in his life. In those ishtadlus of Iske Chayev, that's where the chukos come in. So the Rishiva's Vart Pashta, the hair was, normally people think of a chok or even a mitzvah, anything, right? You have mitzvahs to do. Okay, you have to do mitzvahs. You have to daven in the morning. You have to be a nice guy. You have to learn Gemara, learn Rashi, learn Tosis, come to Yeshiva. Right, all the wonderful things that were put on tefillin, right? Don't steal, be honest. That's you think of that's the mitzvos. But what about in the rest of a person's life? You know, in the rest of his life, when he's not busy doing a mitzvah, he's not putting on tefillin, he's not shaking the little bit Ezra, right? He's not he's not involved in learning at that time. What about those times? You know, the Rishim used to always say that people, the many people in the world at large, whether it's a businessman or somebody else, you know, there's like, and I see it myself personally, I can see that there are many people, they're like schizophrenic, or maybe there's like two parts of his life. There's the religious part, the ceremony, you have to take care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he wants. He wants us to daven, he wants us to learn. And then when I go into the business, you know, it's a different story. You know, then there's business. People have told me that, you know, business is business. There's like almost like, not necessarily consciously, but there's different rules when it comes to business. And the Rishiv used to always talk about how you keep your Mishnah Berurah in the house, you know, in your office, in your study, if not in the office. Don't bring it to your office. But that's maybe more conscious. But even without that, just the people feel that it's different sugyas, different sections of a person's day. And the Sforno is telling us, no, Yishtalus Iske Chayim, everything he does, every single thing he does in life on both sides has to be with the mindset of the chukos are in charge, the mishpatim are in charge. These are how a person has to conduct his life. Sheyinhag ha'adam bohem, that a person should conduct himself, b'shas iskei chayev. In iskei chayev, everything he does in life, it's really a manifestation of b'chol drochecha da'eyu. Whatever you do has to be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, I'm not talking about the highest madrega, to think about it, whatever, but overall, he has to know, my goal is to become, that whatever I do is keeping in mind the chukos, right? According to the chukos, this, I want to fulfill the chukos, not just to do the chukos and then have my own free time. There's no free time. It might sound overbearing or both, but it's not. It's a perspective. It's a mindset. And the Gemara in Chagiga is a very interesting example of that. Let's read to this unbelievable story. It'll be unbelievable. Maisa, right, top line, the end of the top line. Rav Idi Avod Rav Yaakov. Bar Idi, right? Have you ruggled? Right, he used to have a custom. He used to travel for 3 months. He used to end up in Beit Medrash for one day. And they used to call him, they used to make fun of him almost, right? He was called the one day a year Beit Medrash guy. In other words, he used to have to travel 3 months to get to the Beit Medrash. There was no, his yeshiva was not nearby. So he traveled, 3 months to get there. He had to get back. I think Rashi says he had to get back to be home, to be with his family, to be with his wife and children, back for Sukkot. He left the day after Pesach. He traveled 3 months. He could only stay one day because he had to travel 3 months back. So he ended up, he couldn't be there for more than one day. They used to make fun. Hey, you're a one-day year guy. Maybe it was 2 days, maybe the winter also. They call him Barbe Rav Dechad Yuma. He used to be in the Beit Medrash for one day. Cholash Daite. He was a little down. He was a little depressed. Right, he felt bad. They're making fun of him, and like he's a one-day-a-year guy. That's all. He's okay. He knew it wasn't his fault. He wasn't depressive, but like, I'm a nothing. That's what he felt. Cholish Naite. Korya Nafsh. He called upon himself. He utilized the pasuk to refer to himself. Skol Kareyu Eya. I'm a I'm a victim of a lot of jokes. My friends make fun of me. Om Rav Yochanan Matusa Minach, excuse me, says Rav Sanish Rabban. Rabban shouldn't be negative towards you. It shouldn't punish you, so to speak. It shouldn't be negative. Nafar Rav Yochanan Beit Medrash. He was masakin. He was very upset at what's going on. He went to the Beit Medrash. He got to the bima, I guess. He made a cup on the bima. He gave a shir. V'darash. He made a drasha. V'osi yom yom yidroshim. Me they will darshan every day. V'das drocha yichafetzon. And they want to know my drocha. That's the pasuk in Yeshaya, I think. So, Fret Rabbi Yochanan, V'chi b'yom dorshan also b'ayim in dorshan. What do you mean yom yom? What's every day? It's night also. It's all the time, not just daytime. El Omercha, what is the pasuk trying to tell you? Kal osu b'torah fu yom echad. If you do, if you learn even one day, b'shana, ma'lo v'kosuv k'ilu asa kal shana kula. Obviously, it's not talking about a guy who can only learns one day and battles the rest of the time, but the guy who, I don't care how much you learn, right? It doesn't make a difference. You do one day if that's all you can do because you're traveling to get to the other 6 months of the half a year. It's like you were learning the whole time, all 6 months in one day, right? Whatever the cheshbon exactly is, right? The entire 6 months in one day, he's walking, he's getting there, he's learning. That's b'chol drachech le'eyu. That's b'shtalos iskei chayim. Everything he's doing, he's just walking. He's walking to yeshiva. You know, people think, oh, you're so hard. I have to get up. I have to go to sleep. I have to eat. And there's no time for learning. Even if it's true or both, okay? You have to make a cheshbon. You have to be honest with yourselves. But whatever is necessary, all the prerequisites, whatever has to be done for anything, whether it's just you're going to Publix to buy food, right? You have to call the laundromat, you know? It's what chayichas. There's no ruchnis in the laundromat. Or both, there is ruchnis in the laundromat, or both sides. His guy's traveling on a stagecoach for 6 months. It's like he's learning. You know why? Because he made it that whatever he does, right, is with that in mind. According to Chazal, according to the Torah, according to Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. That's why I'm walking. I'm walking for that purpose. You know, it's not exact to Shel. The other case over here is talking about he's going Bedafka, you know, for Ruchnis, but Shaz, everything can be transformed. Let's go to the next Chazal, the one Chagiga. I'm sorry, the Pasuk. The Rosh Yeshiva had a beautiful shmooze back in I think it's Parshas told us something, right? Right. Vayom Hashem ki krashim olchechal fanai. This is when Yitzchak sent Yaakov to, he sent Yosef rather, to go get food. Betzudah ratzayid, right? Get me a hunt some a delicious, a cow, whatever. Get me back a delicious steak, and I'll give you a bracha. So, you know, we know Yaakov took over, he brought the stuff back, and Yaakov said, what's going on? It took you so fast. So Yaakov said, I'm sorry, Yomer, because brought it to me, Hashem made it happen quickly. It was quicker than normal, right? Especially Siyat HaShema he had. Says the Medrash Rabbah, in, over there in Toldos, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Chad Min Hon Amar, if for your carbon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would bring you quickly, you know, some kind of an animal. I think he's referring to by the, you know, after that Akedah when Hashem brought him the, so he says, Yisav Ramas Einav Ayarav Mnei Ayel, there was, instead of Yisav, there was the Ayel, came right away, quickly, 1, 2, 3. So if for your carbon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought to you an Ayel, a relative very quickly, for your stomach, so to speak, you know, for the food that you have to eat, of course we'll give it to you fast. Why is, like, so to speak, Yitzchak, don't be self-surprised, Yitzchak, because this is for your food. This is for you're a hungry person. You have to, you know, I don't know if he's a growing person anymore. He was, you know, an older man. But don't be so surprised. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it because it's for your Macholcha. What does that mean, Macholcha? It says the Matan Segula, the next one, the Macholcha. Because that's to that, in that is totally the existence of the guf, survival of the body, v'nefesh, alas kam v'kama. Right? So for your food, which takes care of your guf and your nefesh, for sure. You know? The Rosh Yeshiva asked, so what's kind of, because of the kam v'chomer, you know? A korban is kula HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all sanctified, every single piece of goes straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ultimate ruchni, it's the ultimate, you know, service to Hashem, right? You bring a carbon, and especially the carbon that replaced Yitzchak Avinu by the Akedah. That was instead of the Akedah, it was such a, it was cool Hashem, it was a carbon. There's nothing there else. There's nothing there. when a person eats, okay, so it's very high, stays alive, you know, and it's good, but, you know, it's for my physical body. It's not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's for my ki maguf, the nefesh, okay? The pshat are both, you see the same idea on both sides. There's no chisaron, there's nothing wrong that doesn't diminish the chashivas of it, of the spiritual aspect of a person eating, if it's the maichel for Yitzhak Avinu. Yitzhak Avinu eating was for ki maguf, which is the holiest of the holy. A person has bechira. And that's more than a carbon. A carbon, okay, you bring a carbon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets his animal, very nice, it's all for Hashem. But a person's being alive and the kiyum nefesh faguf enables a person to have bechira, especially on Yitzhak Avinu's level of passing the bechira, passing his nisyonos, that's eino domba. So it's a simple mundane act a mundane act of eating and satisfying your body. You know, people go to, guys, don't feel guilty. You go to lunch in the yeshiva, they have delicious Mr. Stalls, delicious, you know, even healthy sometimes, you know, delicious food, and they give some steaks once in a while, and they get from other places sometimes. I know some of you guys remember the stuff we got in the past year, different place, different, you know, some of you guys thrived on it. I see some guys smiling now, they're recalling, but okay, it might, some people call it, it's excessive, it's too much kashmir. On both sides, if it's done because it helps you be strong and healthy, at tomorrow morning after this, you can go to the base medrash at what is it, 9:30, 9:40 sharp, or be there for davening at 7:30 and have a good davening and enjoy, you know. That's kula ruchni. It's more chash than a carbon, on both sides. It's on top, way up there. It's not, it shouldn't be looked down upon. It shouldn't be looked down as mundane. It's not mundane. It's the holy of holies, so to speak, to quote some other people. But that's Karbos. So everything is a 24/7 service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 24/7 of chashivas, of everything could be transformed and should be transformed. Ishlfi Madrigaso. Again, I'm not saying everyone has to be on the highest level, but that has to be the goal. The goal has to be today. My iske chayev. I'm going to work today. I'm going to the office today. You know, I want to do some sales. Why do I do sales? I want to be a ben Torah. I want to make sure I do it honestly. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's challenge to me. I want to do it without embarrassing someone. I want to do it because I want to go ahead and feed my family. I want to be able to feed myself and go to shul tomorrow and have my daf yomi tonight. I want to be able to support Yeshiva Torah's Chaim Torah's Emes, whatever the reason is, right? All of the above, right? It's all with one holy, so to speak, perspective. And that elevates it to a higher levels beyond the carbon. And that's what the chukos are. The chukos are meant to be 24/7. It's not just when you're doing a mitzvah. It's whatever you're doing. It has to be with the guidance and perspective and motivation. Try, obviously, but within the guidelines, always, you know, what does the Mishnah Berurah say? What does the Medrash say? What does Chazal say? What do Hilchos Chesed say? What do Hilchos Emes say? That's what it has to be. And then we have the Ralbag, Rabos. Ralbag at the end of Buchkosai, very interesting Ralbag. I don't know if I should read the whole thing, but okay, let's try it. This is by the Erechim, a person, Erech Zelai, that certain the value of this person should be upon me to give to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Very, very important fundamental secrets and sodos from natural, from nature, science. So normally speaking, he's going to probably explain why if you see the pasuk, you say erech zel, there's different amounts how much you have to give. So we say erech is this woman, it's a certain amount, this man, this child, this boy, depends how old he is. So normally the cave is worth less in the veld. It's not as chashiv, so to speak, in terms of potential, I guess. I'm not sure what he means. I guess he means physically. Moshe's boris there, but tibios, like we know, they're not as strong, not as they can't do as much. Don't. I hope there's no one. Don't tell us everybody in the world are both saying. But amado od, we also learn ki kodem higiyam esr mishana when before a person's 20 years old. Hey, mizman hasamicha. That's the time of growth. Ulazeh enam shleim medan. They're not perfect yet. They're growing. They're getting there. V'achar shishim shana, and after 60 years, hey, mizman ha hituch. Downgrading, you know, it's becoming less, right? Things are not working as well as they used to be. They go towards, you know, chisarn and going downhill, less missing, loss. Therefore, the greatest period, the valuable time is from 20 to 60, because he's grown to a certain degree, and he still has a lot more potential. Till a month, he's not worth anything. Might be a nafel. And from a month till five, it's also nothing too much. It's coming. It's getting there a little bit. Ulam, here we are both. And however, ben chamei shana v'adchav ben chav shana shehechel es chazek v'limos bara u'bochar betov. That's when he first sees, gets a seichel, and he's becoming more aware, and he becomes stronger in terms of seeing good, and wiping away and being disgusted by the evil. He's getting more shalem. He's on the way. He's stepping on stepping stones towards the shlemus. He's worth more than 60 plus. There's Rabbi Gruma at one time said, I heard the shmuz from him. He said, I don't understand. I both said, come on. Rav Moshe Feinstein, right? The man was, I think, 95, I think, when it was Nifter. That's all about 85 years old. The guy was a gadol shel gedolim in all ways. His mind was fully there. Okay, he couldn't climb a mountain. Okay, he couldn't compete with Dobie Teigman in a basketball game or any of you probably in a basketball game. But otherwise, come on, he's so chashiv, so special, such a brilliant person, so much dash Torah and so much erlichkeit and chesed and emes. What are you talking about? You're right. He's a little schwacher physically, but above 60, that's the finish. Above 60, you know. I'm not talking about personal issues over here, I will say. But above 60, all of a sudden, what? The guy who's 18 years old is worth more than the guy 60? Come on, Rav Moshe versus, I'm not going to pick any names here, but Rav Moshe versus Reuben Goldberg, right? 18-year-old guy. Reuben Goldberg's worth more. What's he talking about? I will say, you see that the Torah's perspective is not just like what you are and what you accomplish, but your potential. You can choose life and choose the tov of the ra, unlimited. When a person hits 60, so in that regard, in terms of bechira, it's a little bit less, you know, maybe because of Yetzirah, maybe his kochos aren't there, so he can't do as much. The fight is Yetzirah, whatever the reason is, the talent, the ability is not as strong as when he's 18 years old. So the 18-year-old guy might be a nothing compared to Moshe Feinstein, but in terms of Erech, if you have two guys, right, one guy says, I'm going to be Erech or Moshe Feinstein on me. And the other is Eruch, you know, I'm just speaking name over here, Shmuel Chaim, I just speak name right in front, Shmuel Chaim Dreyfus. You know, I assume he's under 20, I don't know. But you know who has to pay more? The person who said Eruch Shmuel Chaim Dreyfus. You know why? Because, forget about Shmuel Chaim, but anyway, right? Because that 18-year-old has so much, he's on the way up. He's going towards Shlemus, he's being Bocher, he's perfecting. Rav Moshe perfected already, but now he's not going to perfect as much. He can't perfect as much. So his value on one hand, like I would say as well. Well, Kal Chashev is Olam Haba and this and that. But that's not what determines the value that we're talking about over here. The value in this world is Rabbeinu Tzvi. How much Shlemus could you attain? Not how much Shlemus did you attain. How much could you attain? That ability, that opportunity we have Rabbeinu Tzvi to grow, to every day conquer the Yetzirah, become a bigger Baal Chesed, to control your Tivus more, right? More kibbutz of aim, more Talmud Torah, better davening, more kavanah davening, being on time davening, jump out of bed. I think the Mishnah Berurah says, to wait a minute because physically it's not so healthy, but then jump out of bed to go to Shacharis. Mishnah applies nowadays also. There's no minyan, but wherever you're davening in your fly room or you're davening in your den, and if you're in New York, wherever you're davening in your backyard, in your porch, get up and I want to daven, I want to do better. That's the chashivas, that's the erech ze'olai, that's the value that a person has. Like I say, not what you did already, but what you could do. The accomplishment, the potential of a person as a Bosa is what gives value to a person. So everyone here, Bosa, have to keep remembering that. Give ourselves chizuk. So much potential in terms of what we can accomplish with our lives. You're 17, you're 18, you're 19, you're 20, 21 Zach Besser, he says. 20 to 60 is the most valuable time. right? So hop right before you're 60, Rabotai, because then it's downhill, right? I guess it's an average age. I don't know how that works. But overall, you're in the prime of your life, Rabotai. You're getting up there. You're working. You have the physical capabilities, the emotional capabilities, just to focus and to wipe out the Yetzirah and overcome use your Kach HaBechir, which Hashem gave you, which is the purpose that you're here. There's no other reason why you're here, Rabotai. You're not here to play ball. You're not here to become a superstar ball player. You're not here to become a superstar businessman. That's all part of Iskei Chayev. You're part of that. You have to do all that. But your Iskei Chayev, what you're supposed to be doing is becoming a Shalem, exercising that Bechira Chafshis, that Bechira to overcome, to make yourself more perfect. You know, you want to become the ultimate. If someone builds a robot, right, or a model, whatever, some kind of a picture of human being, and he implants in that robot, in that person, that all reactions should be according to Das Torah exactly, right? Every reaction, every time, whatever you say to the robot, whatever you do to him, the reaction will be Al-Pi Das Torah. Both, and that's our job. Our job is to get as close as we can to that level, that whatever we're exposed to, whatever happens to us, we're going to respond based upon Hilchas Chesed, Hilchas Emes, Hilchas Yerushalayim, Hilchas Avos Yisrael, Hilchas Avos Abrios, Hilchas everything, right? Hilchas Nias. The reaction has to be like that. And should be ingrained. That's through Musar B'Spilus, through learning halachas, through more learning Torah, which gives a person more adinos hanefesh and cleanse a person. Once a person wants to do better. So Rabbi, so you're so powerful, you're so valuable, you guys. Can you believe it? You guys, and I'm just saying it, I'm using myself, you guys are more valuable than me. That's it. That's, you know, I'm not in that I'm a little past the middle most valuable range. So you guys are more valuable. If someone says Erech Rabbi Naiman, okay, X amount. Says Erech Yaakov Deutsch. I see him right in front of me. So that's much more, because Yaakov Deutsch and all you guys, you know, have such potential to overcome the Bechira and to remember Bechol Bishtadlus Iskei Chayev, whatever you're doing. It's not just, I have free time now I'm in my own business. I took care of my davening, I did my daf yomi, I did my learning. You know, now I'm going to do things on my own. No. Even when you do things on your own, which you're allowed to do, but it's all for the purpose of, you know, halacha and Boris Hashem and doing what Hashem wants, and an opportunity to go ahead and be bocher b'chayim, be bocher b'torah, both say. So, thank you all so much. Join for listening. Okay, if you have any questions, you can always reach me whenever you want. You know, I'd love to talk to you about it. But I think that's a second Seder now, right, Rabbi Kier? Whatever. But I'm always available. But Baruch Hashem, both say it's such, you guys. I can't stop talking about how chashuv you guys, how valuable guys are, and what opportunities you have. And take from an old man like me, right? I'm not the old Baruch Hashem, but take from a guy like me. Don't let the years go by, and don't start now. Start today, a little bit. You don't have to become Gadol HaDor. You don't have to become Moshe Feinstein today. You don't have to become Rabbi Kier today. You have to become a drop better than you are now. Stop a little more Hasmada, a little more Kavana, a little more Tzedakah, a little more MS, a little more Snias, a little more control of your Tivus. You know, a little more careful about eating, a Brachani, whatever it is. That's what you do here, both sides. Start today. As soon as we close the Zoom and you go back to Harusa, you'll remember, this is even more than Iskei Chayev. It's all Iskei Chayev, but this is ultimate. When you're learning Torah, when you're learning Harusa, you can accomplish so much, and you push yourself a little more, you know, make your coffee break a little bit less, and a minute less, and you accomplish the belt on both sides. Think about it. If every day you cut your coffee break by 10 seconds, right? Okay, you have to leave it. Don't cut it down to nothing, right? But, you know, I think sometimes people have a tendency. Coffee break, right? Rabbi Kier smiling. He knows that. You guys smiling also, because, you know, that's a coffee break. That's the nature of the beast, right? Take coffee break, and you know, takes 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15. Oh, my Harusa might be waiting for me. Or maybe we should go back to the Kia set. I both say every minute makes a difference. So we can't make ourselves crazy. We're not supposed to make ourselves neurotic. We're not supposed to be neurotic. But we have to be machshev what we can accomplish every second of the day. You know, to whatever degree we can. You know, and Don't overdo it. But do what you can. I want to do a little better today. I want to do a little better tomorrow. A little more better tomorrow. A dakus. It could be a dakus. You can't even measure it on a ruler how much. You can't measure on a scale because it's too small to see the difference. Like the water on the rock, it makes a difference. You can't see imperceptible. But l'maisa, it makes a difference. That everything you guys do, you can accomplish more and do more and get closer to become that perfect other mashalom, that role model that you want to become. I want to become, have a vision. I want to become that perfect person whose reaction, everything we do, every second is Torah, is what Kosh Baruch Hu wants. Even when I'm on the basketball court, when I'm eating my delicious steak, when I'm trying to win the $1 billion lottery, whatever it might be. whatever it might be, it's all because that's what Hashem wants me to do. And we're nowhere near that, Rabotai, and don't feel bad about it. You're not supposed to be near that yet, but it's the goal. You have to set your heights, sights for the highest possible ways. And if you do that, you'll little by little get there. But with the recognition, I'm not there yet. I'm not supposed to be there yet. But the bottom line is, we'll get there, Mr. Hashem. We'll get as much as I can. And with Siyat Shmai, which Hashem promises us, Yogata Masasa Tamin, Yogata Velomotsasi, Low time and all time, it's not possible. You can't grow. I'm sorry. You can't work. You can't try hard and not accomplish. It's not possible, Rabbos. It's impossible. Shukar, Rabbos, have a great day. Thank you all for joining. Hatzlacha Rabba. Chazrit, if you can, if it makes any sense to you, you can call me if you want, either way, or text me or whatever. We'll be in touch. Shukar, Rabbos. Thank you.